Hello and welcome. You know, one of the biggest challenges any of us face is learning how to feel good again after a traumatic experience, or learning how to feel joyful again. Personally, I've struggled with this one a lot. Finding joy in difficult times and learning how to let go of the resentment and the pain can be very challenging. If I had to suggest one takeaway from this practice, it would be the idea of simply nourishing your intention to feel joy. Using mindfulness, you can do just that. The most important thing to remember when talking about mindfulness is the idea of a daily practice. If you can make mindfulness and blessisms a part of your daily life, even when it feels challenging, you'll start feeling happier. The more you practice, the easier it becomes. Mindfulness and blessisms are simple. It's not rocket science. There is no right or wrong way to practice. The beauty of this program is in the variety of practices offered. Practicing is the real goal. The more time you spend in gratitude and nourishing the intention to cultivate happiness and joy, the happier and more joyful you will be. I'm Leslie Riopel from mindfullyblessed.com, and I'm so happy you're with us today. Today's practice is all about nourishing the intention to feel joy. Just like every journey, your mindfulness practice will flow better if you set an intention. An intention is a powerful internal agreement that you make with yourself. Intentions can also be powerful statements you make to call your desire forth. If you fail to set an intention, you may eventually lose sight of the reason you are meditating or practicing mindfulness. One simple intention you could make would be to meditate or to practice mindfulness on a daily basis for at least 10 to 15 minutes. You could also simply make the intention to find moments of joy throughout your day, even if it's something really small, like the feel of the warm water in your daily bath or shower. By making this simple intention, you set a powerful force in motion. You set the intention to cultivate happiness and to live in the moment. I can't think of a better intention to have than to make it a point every day to cultivate happiness. This month, we're talking about mindful blessisms for your journey of healing, as we focus on mindful healing and managing disease for National Cancer Survivor Month. So before we get into this week's mindfulness practice, I want to remind you that next month we'll be delving into the Loving You series, which is all about self-love, body love, and confidence. So I hope you'll join us for that. Let's get into the meditation now. So this meditation is all about nourishing your intention to feel joy and to feel good again. Let's try that now. So start by closing your eyes and breathing deeply. And slowly exhale. Relax your mind and body. And focus on an intention you would like to make today. For example, you could use the intention to commit to a daily mindfulness practice. Or choose something simple, like setting an intention to feel joy or to express gratitude every day. Go ahead and take a moment to do that now. now create a statement that reflects this intention, using the words, "I intend." You could say something like, "I intend to meditate every day. I intend to feel joy every day." Or, "I intend to be present." Just make this statement your own and don't worry if it's not perfect. Now just keep that intention in mind as you engage in today's practice. Take another nice deep breath. Focusing on the breath as it flows through your body. Slowly inhaling. And exhaling. Imagine your muscles easing and softening with each breath. And move this sense of relaxation down your body. You might even imagine a wave of light moving through your body, easing away stress and tension. With each breath, make the intention to relax more and more. Now ask yourself what you want or desire for your life in terms of this intention. Ask yourself what is important for you in this moment. And start thinking about some simple ways you could nourish this intention every day. See yourself at a point in the future, nourishing and feeding this intention. See yourself happy and thriving. And notice how good this makes you feel. Make a pact to be open to new things and new possibilities. Focus your mind on this new reality where anything is possible. And you could even create a new vision for your life. A vision where you take the time to nourish your intention each and every day. And a vision of yourself feeling that happiness and joy from within. Go ahead and try that now. Today you have been given a gift, and this gift allows you to start fresh. To turn over a new leaf and to walk into a new life. Make a pact with yourself to let go of anything in your life that is not working. Know that whatever has transpired up to this point has made you the incredible, resilient, loving, strong person you are. Everything you have been through has prepared you for this turning point. And now let's take some time to repeat some of the blessisms from this week's practice. You may either repeat these in your own mind or simply listen. I bless and am grateful for anything unknown in my body I may be unaware of, or anything that may need a little extra healing and recalibration. Accepting and understanding that I don't know everything opens me up to a whole new world of infinite as yet unknown possibilities. I give my smart body permission to detect which cells are to be eliminated and which cells are to be maintained. It's okay to let the damaged and diseased cells go. They have done their job. I release them in love. I bless my body and nourish my body with love. I bless and honor my body's ability to completely rejuvenate itself. I am enjoying a complete sense of rejuvenation. I bless and honor my DNA and my self-healing abilities. I bless my body's unique ability to zap unhealthy cells and to protect me from any foreign invader or abnormality that may exist in my body. I give my innate intelligence permission to help me live in a healthy, vibrant way. I bless these natural killer cells, which are part of my innate immune system. I bless all the times in my life when I had to embrace change, even when I was involuntarily thrown into it. I am grateful for the challenges the process of change has given me. This is a beautiful lesson in letting go of the control and being open to wherever life takes me. I honor that part of me that may still be afraid. I have faith in my journey of healing. Looking back shows me how strong I truly am. I can even bless the moments in my life when I may not have felt peaceful or calm. Those moments help me appreciate the times when I am experiencing a sense of peace even more. I bless each and every beautiful experience in my life, especially the difficult or painful experiences, for this is when I need patience the most. It is in those quiet moments of solitude where I find the peace I need. Thank you for that. Now take another moment or so to reflect on how these blessisms make you feel. And now gently open your eyes, stretch your arms and legs. Welcome back. You know, mindfulness and meditation are such a beautiful gift. The beauty of mindfulness and meditation is the fact that you cannot meditate and struggle at the same time. When you stop trying to meditate and just focus on being present, you begin opening up to a whole new experience in life. That's one of the reasons why we continue to share this weekly blessism and mindfulness practice. I hope you enjoyed today's practice. Engaging in a daily meditation, prayer, or mindfulness practice is a wonderful way to care for the body temple and step into a higher vibratory field of awareness. Blessisms are a powerful practice that can help keep you centered and focused on your healing journey throughout your week. Mindful blessisms are a simple, heart-centered mindfulness practice you can use to support your health and well-being. That is one of the reasons why we are so excited to share them. Stressed to Mindfully Blessed is a podcast series dedicated to helping you harness the potential of stress and transform your greatest struggles and pain into your greatest blessings and joy. Join us on a journey of healing and transformation to improve mental health and well-being with Mindful Blessings, aka Blessisms, Successful Living Skills, and Positive Psychology, presented by mindfullyblessed.com and our nonprofit, planetblessed.org. Start tapping into your capacity to create, to overcome, to endure, to transform, to love, and to be greater than your suffering with our daily blessisms and inspirational messages. Learn more about Mindful Blessisms on our website at mindfullyblessed.com. We welcome you to subscribe to our podcast and also visit our Mindfully Blessed YouTube channel that is filled with hundreds of videos that can help you support your healing journey, or on our Mindfully Blessed Instagram page. To receive a daily blessism or earthism, please subscribe to our free newsletter by visiting our website at mindfullyblessed.com. We'll see you next time.